USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With coronavirus infections surging in California, state and local officials are adding new restrictions in hopes of slowing down the cases. The new lockdown measures, which include a late-night curfew in most of California and the shuttering of restaurants and places of worship, have been met with some skepticism by a public weary of politicians breaking the very mandates they're imposing. Referring to the curfew, Dr. George Rutherford, an infectious disease expert at UC San Francisco, said last week, "It's because of bad behavior going up in the evening, at least what I recall from college." Dr. Mark Golley, California Health and Human Services Secretary, said, "It aims to prevent super spreading incidents among friends at night that can begin a chain reaction." Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey said Tuesday that Democrat Joe Biden won the state's presidential election vote and endorsed its voting process despite numerous claims of irregularities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
With a shortened work week for those of us fortunate enough to be working during this pandemic, USA Radio News Val Dior looks at what the big meal will cost us in 2020.
The average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner dropped 4% from last year, the lowest it's been since 2010. That's according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, a Washington-based trade group representing farmers and ranchers. The report is based on more than 230 surveys with pricing data from all 50 states. A meal for 10 should cost you an average of $46.90. Retailers are pricing turkeys to encourage you to shop. The average price of a turkey dropped 7% this year to a bit more than $19 for a 16-pound turkey. Whipped cream and sweet potatoes also saw prices drop. However, prices for the good stuff, dinner rolls, cubed bread for stuffing, and pumpkin pie mix is up slightly. All in all, gathering friends and family during a pandemic, priceless. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The University of Illinois Extension is reporting an estimated 46 million turkeys are eaten each Thanksgiving. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Presidential pardons are just a way of life. Most happen behind the scenes without the knowledge of everyday Americans. This presidential pardon is probably the most popular in American politics. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
President Trump is issuing a presidential pardon for turkeys, corn, and cob to spare them from the Thanksgiving table at the annual White House ceremony.
On behalf of the entire Trump family, I want to wish every American a healthy and very happy Thanksgiving.
Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president says the two magnificent gobblers were raised by the National Turkey Federation Chairman Ron Cardle himself in the great state of Iowa. As for where the turkeys will end up,
these birds will retire under the care of skilled veterinarians at Iowa State University, a tremendous university.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Turkey became the Thanksgiving meal of choice for Americans after President Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. From a helicopter, Utah state officials were flying over southeastern Utah last week looking for sheep as part of a routine task. What they found can't easily be explained away. Officers from the Department of Utah of Public Safety spotted a large metal monolith vertical in the ground extending about 12 feet tall. A single block of metal, it was sitting in Utah's Red Rock Country. Officials have no idea how or when it got there, but reminded the public it's illegal to install structures of art without authorization on federally managed public lands, no matter what planet you're from. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.